The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Before I get to the top stories, I had a little momentary panic this morning.
Why is that?
Well, I saw the story about a guy named Jacob Maldonado. He was called for jury duty in Hawaii. And he sat outside of the courtroom shouting. I'm sorry, it was in Hawaii. He sat outside the courtroom and just shouted, "He's guilty! He's guilty!" And he ended up going to jail himself. He thought that he could get out of jury duty if he just yelled, "He is guilty." But the judge...
What was the charge for him?
Contempt. $10,000 cash bail, a night in jail. He has since been released, but it was a contempt charge.
So why were you panicking?
Because I realized, and I don't even know if I had told Nicole about this or our managers, I was called for jury duty last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote him a letter and I said, I think there was a Seahawks Monday or Thursday night game or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I have this seasonal second job. And I'm really the only person who can do it. Can I get a deferral? And then they said, first I said, look, I'm not qualified or fit to serve on a jury because the nature of my job is I prejudge everything and I'm unyielding in my perspective.
Did you say exactly those words?
Yeah.
That's so hilarious.
I prejudge everything, and I'm unyielding in my perspective. I'm not a very open-minded person. All true on the air. Off the air, I kind of am. But then they said, no, that's not a reason.
Because everyone tries that.
Except
for me.
I know.
And I couldn't beg myself onto a jury.
But here's the thing, Ursula. So then they push, and then I said, well, I can't do fall because I have a seasonal second job. And then they said, okay, May. And I forgot to tell Nicole and I forgot to tell our managers, but I'm going to have to miss a week in May. And you know what that does to our stink? I mean, we have terrific fill-in hosts, don't get me wrong. But you know what it does to our stinking ratings when I'm gone for a week?
Costs me money.
Yes! It costs Nicole money. And I'm not good. You know that I wouldn't be good on a jury. Do you really think that I could sit?
You'd be entertaining on a jury.
Do you think
you could
not sit
for, no.
in a deliberation room
no.
with 11 nonsensical rambling prattlers on my fellow jury? Because I will know if the person's guilty or not, and I'm going to have to listen to a bunch of people. You know, under extenuating circumstances, I'll go berserk
in that jury room. I know that's what you think you would do. I bet you wouldn't, though.
I would go insane in a deliberations room, having to listen to other people's opinions.
And if that were to happen, I mean, there would absolutely... you'd only have to listen to... They would have to listen to yours.
Look, if people want to hear my opinion, they can just turn on the radio. I don't need to impose my opinion on other people. And it's just... I don't know what to do.
I don't think you would last more than a day. I think the moment they say Dory Monson and then.
Yeah, but they'll drag me down there every day for a week.
And you have to line up. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to step over all the feces and urine that surrounds the courthouse. It's going to.
I got a plan. I'm going to put my best effort into getting you out of it.
Do you honestly think it's a good thing to do, though?
I think it's a good thing for other people to do. How am I going to get down there? Well, they give
just like everybody else gets down there.
How? Pay $35 a day for parking?
They'd reimburse you.
No, not for parking.
They reimburse you for, your daily.
Wait, what's the per diem? Like $8?
It was under $20. It was not much. Public transit.
Ursula, I've worked my whole life to not have to ride public transit anymore.
Do you think you're that different from everybody else?
No. Yes!
Just a different job.
I don't know.
You know, there's doctors, there's heart surgeon.
You shouldn't take those people away either.
No.
Let them save lives.
I mean, at this rate, the only ones can do it will be people who are retired.
Well, it's the people that don't like their jobs that's a break from them.
Yeah. That's what they should do.
I love my job. I honestly begged to get on a jury. I could not get on one.
Tell you what.
Oh, you're the people that never do.
Take my week. I'm serious. You'd be better at it. The guilty would probably have a better chance of going free.
That's not fair. No, you have no idea. I would listen to the evidence.
I wonder if they'd do that. Take my week.
Sure. I just hope I get asked again.
Well, let's see if we can negotiate something. So anyway, I saw this story, and now I'm all stressed out about that.
Because you were thinking of, like, yelling, he's guilty?
No, I'm not going to do something stupid. I'm not going to land in the pokey. But I just know that I'd be horrible. They're never going to seat me on a jury. I'd be awful. I'd be awful. I prejudge things. They should just let me go. Can we hashtag? What's the hashtag? Set Dory free. We need a set Dory free. I bet Matt Gilbert's already on it.
I bet he is.
Jeez. Okay. And then one other thing before I get to the big lead. Did any of you see this Michael Jackson documentary last
night? No, but I wish I had. I'm going to watch it because I heard Tom Tangney say it was pretty chilling and believable. What happened? Why?
Well, why do people now start to believe this? That Michael Jackson
I think there were
was
a lot of people who believed it before.
But so, I mean, it's like a lot of, I mean, I'm hearing that a lot. The people are saying, oh, after seeing this documentary. We've known for 35 years that Michael Jackson invited children into his bed with him.
I think it's the graphic details that were revealed in this documentary that people are having a hard time getting out of their head. Because, yes, we all knew he was a freaky perv, but it was graphic details.
And I think some people were willing to think, well, because he also had he's like stunted development. He never grew up, Michael Jackson.
Oh, I know. He was Peter Pan. Yeah. He was a real-life Peter Pan. I mean, 35 years ago, when Saturday Night Live was still funny, and they would not just be a political hack show like it is now, Norm MacDonald was the best weekend anchor update. Let me play for you just a few. We have a little montage. There's about a 12-minute montage on YouTube. But we just pulled a few of these. This is what Norm MacDonald said about Michael Jackson 35 years ago on Saturday Night Live.
Hospital Michael Jackson had his room specially decorated with two huge photos of Shirley Temple. But don't get the wrong idea here. Michael Jackson is a homosexual pedophile. The nation is still reeling from Thursday's bombshell announcement that Lisa Marie Presley has filed for divorce from Michael Jackson. According to friends, the two were never a good match. She's more of a stay-at-home type, and he's more of a homosexual pedophile.
First of all, you could never get away telling jokes like that now.
I know. How
today.
Is that even funny?
Norm MacDonald's.
I mean, he's funny, but I'm just saying, it's like...
No, he didn't mind going on... That's on NBC back in the 80s. That Norm MacDonald would say, and he used that same punchline dozens. Let's listen to one more.
This week in a secret ceremony in Australia, Michael Jackson was married for the second time. Asked what makes his new bride special, the King of Pop said, quote, "She has taught me about the power of imagination, like imagining that a grown woman is a 10-year-old boy." And yes, it is true, Michael Jackson is going to be a father. Already he has hired an entire staff of nannies, nurses, and extra bodyguards, which hopefully will protect the child from Michael Jackson.
I mean, that was vicious! Oh, man. 30 years ago. So it's weird to see all these people. Wow, man, I never knew. Because I think the whole world has known. Here's the one thing that I need to revisit. Because a few years ago, when my youngest daughter turned 21, my wife and I, we took all three girls to Vegas. Because every time I say, it'll be our last family vacation ever with everybody, now I'm taking the three girls and the son-in-law to Palm Desert in a couple months.
Well, you're giving me hope because I have one of those last vacations together ever coming up in a few weeks.
I know. That's how I always sell it to my wife, though.
Don't go, honey. This will be the last time we ever do this as a family.
Found out if daddy pays, we could do it a lot. You
can't lose them.
Jeez. But we went to Vegas, and on that trip, kind of the centerpiece was we went to that Michael Jackson Cirque show up Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
Called, I think it's called One. And the tickets were a fortune. I mean, they were like $250 each. It was ridiculous for, you know, a family of five. And it was really a good show, but it canonizes Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. It, of course, it portrays him because the Jackson family is the, you know, signed off on this and they make money off of this. And it's like,
But that's what makes it, it's such a complex situation. I mean, he truly was king of pop, extremely talented. I mean, people like Brooke Shields dated him.
I know. And well, yeah, he had a lot of beards. He had a lot of beards. I don't think he dated any of those. You know, Lisa Marie, who married him,
right.
And Brooke Shields. They were just
Elizabeth Taylor had a, you know, long time relationship, not in a sexual way, but just, you know, good friends.
Right.
But yet, you know, there are these accusations.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, it's weird for me to hear people saying, oh, now I believe it, here in 2019, when Norm MacDonald knew so much more 30 years ago.
And according to his dad, the three-day-old boy is a regular chip off the old block. In fact, he's already molested a one-day-old boy.
Wow. I can't believe they got away with that on NBC when Michael Jackson was alive. How in the world did they get away with that?
I don't know, but I think really what it was is people wanted, you know, just a little bit of an excuse to still be able to listen to his music. So they, you know, took the chance that it could be made up so that they could feel better about listening to his music.
I seriously cannot believe when Michael Jackson was alive that NBC could air those jokes. I mean, you know what got Norm MacDonald fired was he kept doing OJ jokes about being a murderer. And Don Olmeyer, who ran Saturday Night Live at the time, was best buddies with OJ, and he fired Norm MacDonald for telling OJ jokes. But I had forgotten how just vicious those Michael Jackson jokes were.
And they weren't meant to be funny. He meant to, you know, slam him.
No, that's his way of being funny. That's Norm MacDonald's way of being funny.
That's his style, but I don't think that's why he was, I don't know.
Yeah,
doesn't seem like it's for a laugh.
I can't.
Some of them didn't get laughs, and he was fine with that.
Can't believe they could air that stuff. That's crazy. Okay, let's get to our big lead.
The big lead, top story.
The president is in the news today after his appearance at CPAC. Donald Trump, by the way, is the president. I don't know if you're aware of that, but he won the presidency a couple of years ago. Heated battle with Hillary. So Donald Trump, he appeared at CPAC over the weekend. Here's what's the Conservative Action Group. This is amazing. NBC, which hates Donald Trump as a network. MSNBC hates Donald Trump. NBC Network hates Donald Trump. The NBC poll today has Trump at 46% approval. 46%. Can you imagine if Trump got any positive press at all from the media? That's it's mind-boggling that he's at 46%. But that's after 2.5 years of nonstop 24-hour barrage of negativity. Yeah, like there's some good news today. 3.8 million Americans have gotten off food stamps since Trump became president. Now, you're not going to see that on any of the networks. 3.8 million Americans off food stamps. And how and why is that? Well, we've got a real strong economy right now. And elevating people to take care of their own lives is something that a strong economy does. And if they can get off food stamps, not be beholden to government, take care of their own families by working, there's nothing more empowering. And so when you see the black unemployment, the Hispanic unemployment, the
female unemployment rates. All record lows or near record lows. And Trump's economy is responsible for a big chunk of that. So that's the disconnect. You know, people know that their family budgets are doing okay, and they, you know, have to balance that with this nonstop barrage of hatred toward the president. But I mentioned a couple of hours ago, Nick Gillespie at Reason.com, who, when he came on my show at the Republican convention, he made it clear that he did not like Donald Trump at all. But he said in a column today that Trump may have won the presidency with his speech on Saturday at CPAC. And I watched a big, long chunk of it. And he was at ease. I mean, he was comfortable. He was funny. He was kind of, you know, nasty in that New York kind of way that his supporters really like.
Right now, because of our great new economy, is doing well, except, of course, for the never-Trumpers. But they are on mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It's mouth-to-mouth. Mouth-to-mouth. They're hanging in there, a couple of them. I mean, these guys have gotten me wrong. Not only never-Trumpers. You have never-Trumpers. You have certain hardline. They're basically dishonest people.
And so he's just embracing that, and certainly the people behind the networks. He talked about the Green New Deal, too.
And when I look at what's happening on the other side, I encourage it. I say, no, I think the New Green Deal, or whatever the hell they call it, the Green New Deal, right? Green New Deal. I encourage it. I think it's really something that they should promote. They should work hard on. It's something our country needs. Desperately, they have to go out and get it. But I'll take the other side of that argument only because I'm mandated to. I mandated. But they should stay with that argument. Never change. Never change. No planes. No energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
So that's got him at 46% approval now in an NBC poll that's out today. And people who couldn't stand him said, yeah, you compare him. The reason, I'll repeat what I said a couple of hours ago. The Democrats are running out people who are so crazy, that Trump, by comparison, looks sane compared to some of the Dems who are out there getting a lot of attention now. And that's helping the president a lot by comparison. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news, and then we're going to count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up now. A correction. I said Norm MacDonald was on NBC in the 80s, thanks to the listeners on Twitter, or on the text machine.
Was it 90s?
It was the 90s. Yeah, it was 25 years ago, not 35, when Norm MacDonald was on. But yeah, I still can't believe that NBC let him tell those jokes. But, yeah, I mean, it just illustrates the point of how prevalent everybody, I mean, how much everybody knew about Michael Jackson long before this documentary that came out last night. But, yeah, those jokes, man, I couldn't believe listening back to those. Okay, with that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio, Clips of the Day.
And our Awesome Audio is brought to you, as always, by Brown Bear Car Wash. At number three, this is pretty amazing. You know, I was talking about how some people are actually saying nice things about the president. Last week, it was CNN's Van Jones who said, you know, Republicans are actually doing more for criminal sentencing reform than Democrats ever did.
And he said, it really hurts me to say this because I can't say nice things about Republicans. But he said, Republicans are doing more about sentencing reform, especially for African-Americans. John Stewart, who made the end of his career, about just hating on the right. He was out before Trump, though. And John Stewart's one of those comedians who I respect very much because he puts so much effort into The Daily Show on a nightly basis. And even though ideologically I disagree with him, I really respect him as a comedian and his work ethic that you could see in that show every single night. So he was at a gathering of 9/11 survivors, and he said something remarkable. He wants Congress to fund 9/11 victims, and hearing this come out of John Stewart's mouth was pretty amazing.
Number three.
They fought every step of the way, and it is an embarrassment to us and our country. And I'm going to say this now. I hope are the cameras on? Is everybody on me? The Trump Justice Department is doing an excellent job administrating this program. The claims are going through faster, and the awards are coming through. The Trump Justice Department. I don't know about anything else. I'm not going to comment on anything else. But that's why we're in the problem that we're in, is the program works exactly like it's supposed to. So now it's Congress's job to fund it properly and let these people live in peace.
So that's John Stewart actually paying a compliment to the president. Speaking of the president, there was one comment at CPAC this weekend that, this got him condemnation from an analyst at CNN.
Number two.
The men and women here today are on the front lines of protecting America's interest, defending America's value, and reclaiming our nation's priceless heritage. We have people in Congress right now. We have people in Congress that hate our country.
Okay. But he said, we are reclaiming our heritage. And a CNN analyst says, that sounds just like Hitler.
His statement makes me sick. On a personal level, preserving our heritage, reclaiming our heritage, that sounds a lot like a certain leader that killed members of my family and about 6 million other Jews in the 1940s.
Yes, CNN. Yes. Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. You know what's interesting, though? I checked to see if CNN said anything about Joe Biden when he was vice president, and he said this.
It's time to stand up. It's time to fight back. It's time to reclaim our heritage, and it's time, and we are ready. We are looking for this fight. The future of our country depends on it.
I did a search to see if CNN compared Joe Biden to Adolf Hitler. Nothing. No comparisons. They didn't say reclaim our heritage is a Hitler line when Joe Biden said it. CNN. CNN's so ridiculous. And at number one, our third and final awesome audio set. This is Kinley McFetridge. She's 3 years old. And she got in some trouble because she put a little boy in a headlock. And so Kinley had to explain to her mom why she put the boy in a headlock.
Number one.
Again, 3 years old.
What happened at school?
I took a headlock down and Jack and took him down.
You took him down? Why? What did he say?
Because kids don't get married. So that's why I put a headlock down on him.
Did he say he wanted to marry you?
Yeah. But kids don't get married, so that's why I put a headlock down on him. And that's why I took him down.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
But that's the greatest thing ever.
She told the local Fox affiliate that she was just doing what she had to do when the boy said that he wanted to get married.
Sometimes you just gotta take them down.
Gotta take them down. That's a good, strong girl there. And Dad said he taught her to fight after heart surgery set her back a bit in size.
That was my whole kind of theory behind, you know, wrestling with and roughhousing with her, because she was behind the other kids. So I was trying to make her stronger so that she would catch up. And then in doing so, she got a little rough, I guess.
All right, you go, girl. What's the favorite audio of the day? Today's sign, next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Speaking of horse racing, I took some time Saturday. Played some, what a card at Gulfstream Park. My goodness gracious. Just loaded with stakes races. An okay day. Playing the ponies. Watching them come down the stretch. But now it's the show's down the stretch time with today's edition of...
Today's sign that the end is near.
Today's sign the world is soon coming to an end. Dateline... Jordan, Minnesota. Police officers got a call because some residents saw a deranged man standing out in the snow. He did not have a coat on, and he was just hugging a pillow. And so the police went out to do a welfare check, and when they got there, they discovered a cardboard cutout of this guy.
I invented my pillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of my pillow is made in the USA.
We know that, Mike. It was a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, standing out in the snow. In the police report, they said, those cardboard cutouts sure can look real from a distance, and the caller certainly was not wanting to get too close, thinking, who is this deranged person standing outside in the cold, hugging a pillow? Always better to call the police. They say the officers had a good laugh over that one. Today's sign story number two, another doping scandal has hit the sports world. Geir Helgemo, who is Norwegian but competes for Monaco, has been suspended by the World Bridge Federation. Because the World Bridge Federation is recognized by the International Olympic Committee, they have to follow World Anti-Doping Agency rules. And this guy tested positive for synthetic testosterone and a female fertility drug, clomiphene. At the World Bridge Series event in Orlando, Florida. And when the test came back positive, his governing body says that the drugs were not performance-enhancing. Testosterone's not performance-enhancing? For a bridge player? A statement from the president of the Norwegian Bridge Federation said, Geir Helgemo has previously played for the Norwegian national team and is our biggest star. Many within the bridge community know Geir and respect him. It is his responsibility not to take substances that are on the doping list. I feel for Geir in this situation and hope he will come back stronger when his ban ends. So even bridge players are doping now. You got to get an edge wherever you can, I guess. Again, finally in today's sign, the story of 33-year-old Jareth Nebula. Jareth was born a woman. 4 years ago, she decided to become a man. So she had her breasts removed and transitioned to being a man. But then Jareth said that Jareth still didn't feel comfortable. Thought that transitioning from a woman to man would do the trick, but it didn't. So now, Jareth has had its nipples removed and says it wants to live as a sexless alien.
Do we have any good alien music by any chance here? Okay. This will do.
Jareth is a barbershop receptionist, has had nipples removed and shaves its eyebrows to make him feel less human. He named himself after David Bowie's character in Labyrinth and Nebula like a space cloud. Jareth has 78 stars tattooed across his body and hopes to increase this to 333 because 3 has always been my lucky number. He said, yeah. Yeah, you are one lucky person. That's all I can say. Jareth lives alone, says he just wants people to accept who he is, and admits he would rather be called thing or it rather than he or she. Done and done. I think it's crazy. And all of this is today's sign. The end is near. Last and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. I gotta get out of here. I've said everything that I have to say for this Monday. I'm going to now be silent until noon tomorrow. If you see me, I will only nod in response. But I'm spending all that time thinking of great stuff to say for Tuesday's extravaganza. Kenny, Mike, and Todd are coming up next. And I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Head up. Take a walk with me. Just walk with me. Take a walk with me. Come on and make your neck work. Now freeze.
Sometimes I feel like everyone I work with is an idiot. And by sometimes, I mean all times. All the time. Every of the time.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.